Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, as we always do, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And the first reading today is taken from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 2, verses 2 to 5. As the Lord spoke to me, the Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet. And I heard the one who was speaking say to me, Son of man, I am sending you to the Israelites, rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have revolted against me to this very day. Hard of face and obstinate of heart are they to whom I am sending you. But you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God, and whether they heed or resist, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that a prophet has been among them. Do you ever think if Jesus in the flesh walked our streets today, what would he say about us? Brothers and sisters, when I look around, you know, just kind of take a day, and if I'm in a store or I look at a TV or I look at something online for a few moments, everywhere I look, honestly, everywhere I look, it seems as though everything is antithetical to faith. There are false goals being held up to us, things that become idols, money, power, all those kinds of things that the world values, the world holds up in great esteem. But they're false idols, because we tend to give ourselves to those idols. We tend to say, okay, this is what I want, and whatever it takes to get it, I'm going to get it. And it's possible to lose our birthright. It's possible to lose a real understanding that I am a Christian, I am a Catholic, foremost before anything else, and that my life and my life's choices need to be built within that framework. But the world entices. The world draws. Because what does it do? It satisfies our senses, our hunger and our thirst, either for money, for sex, for power. But that's not God's voice. That's not God's call. You have to learn to distinguish between God's word and our own selfish desires, God's call, and our own selfish desires. You best do that by making sure that you read Scripture every day, that you begin to be formed by the values and the priorities of God's word rather than by the values and priorities of the world. We're called to live in the world, yes, but not of it. And it's God who gives us the grace to make the right choices, to make the right distinctions, and to help our children, to help our grandchildren. Read the Scriptures every day. Again, from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 2, verses 2 to 5. As the Lord spoke to me, the Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet, and I heard the one who was speaking say to me, this is the second time I'm reading this, and I'm doing it on purpose, Son of man, I am sending you to the Israelites. Rebels who have rebelled against me, they and their ancestors have revolted against me to this very day. Hard of face and obstinate of heart are they to whom I am sending you. But you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God, and whether they heed or resist, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that a prophet has been among them. Do people know you in whatever milieus you operate? Work, home, friends, whatever. Neighborhood, do people know you as a person of virtue, as a person who follows the Lord? Do they know who you are as a Christian? They should. not by your preaching, but by the way you live, by your conversation, by your priorities. They should know who you are. Doesn't mean you put it right in their face, but you live your faith simply, quietly, but clearly. We are in the midst of a rebellious house, brothers and sisters, and we are called to be the light that shines in the darkness. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord pleading for his mercy. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord pleading for his mercy. We need to do that every day. Lord, have mercy on us. Give me the courage. Give me the wisdom. Help me that I may be your son or your daughter, that I may be your servant, that I may do what it is that you ask of me. Let that be your prayer. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 7 to 10. This is the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, that I, Paul, might not become too elated because of the abundance of revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, an angel of Satan, to beat me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I begged the Lord about this, that it might leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. I will rather boast most gladly of my weaknesses in order that the power of Christ may dwell with me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and constraints for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That's otherworldly values, brothers and sisters. When I am weak, then I am strong. We can be in difficult situations, or we can know our own sinfulness some days more than others. Turn to Christ. You don't hide that. Turn to Christ. Paul, whatever the thorn was in the flesh that Paul carried, and that was very difficult for him, he said right there, I'm going to depend on God's grace. God's grace is sufficient for, and he's saying to the people, for you, but it's because he knew that God's grace was sufficient for him, so that no matter what the handicap, no matter what holds you back, mentally, physically, spiritually, if we come to Christ and we confess in our weakness that we don't have the strength or the power to do what God wants, but we depend on him, then people see that your dependence on him, on Christ, bears fruit. For when I am weak, said Paul, when I am weak, then I am strong. Why? Because he's relying on the strength and the power that has no limit. He's not relying on his own strength and then saying, look what I did, God, for you. That's not it. What God wants is that we rely on him in all of our circumstances. We turn to him, we draw from him, we pray, we wait upon him, so that we seek as clearly as we can what God wants, what is God's will. And even when it involves our own weakness, if we rely on him and people see the fruit, that happens that even in our weakness, God comes through and helps us. That changes lives. You don't have to stand on the rooftop and confess your sin, but in whatever circumstances you're in, it's good to let people know how you're dealing with it, which is, I put all my trust in God, like Paul did. I know this is my weakness, but I trust in the Lord, and he will supply. And the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 1 to 6. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. And when the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. "Who does he think he is? We know who you are. We know your relatives." In other words, we make so many false judgments because we simply look at what we can see and we draw all kinds of conclusions from it. Rather than saying to the Lord, Lord, here's the situation. This is what I see. Will you help me? Help me to see what the truth is. Help me to see more deeply. Let me not make judgments very fast on externals. Ask God to give you a heart that leans on Him, that brings every concern to Him before we let our mouths start speaking things that can really harm and hurt other people deeply. Bring your situation to the Lord. If you feel like you need to speak up, that can be fine. It's just in what spirit? In your anger, your impatience, your hatred, your bitterness? No matter what you say is not going to bear fruit. But if you speak out of a desire to bring the Lord's word and the Lord's peace and the Lord's truth into a situation, God will help you. But this group of people, they know all the things about Jesus from the earth. So who does he think he is? We know him. We know his family. And they took offense at him. Who do you think you are? And Jesus said to them, prophet is not without honor except in his native place and among his own kin and in his own home. So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there. He was not able. Why? Because there was not faith. There was not a willingness to trust Jesus. How many times does that happen to us? We don't even know how God wants to use us, or how God wants to use the situation, or the way in which he wants to work. We don't even think of to ask God. We just see a human situation and we open our mouths and say everything we want to say. We give vent to our anger, our bitterness, our hatred, whatever the case may be, rather than saying, Lord, what would you have me say here? Maybe nothing. Maybe I've gotten clear sense, nothing. There's no audible voice. It isn't anything like that. But when I take a moment to step back and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? I just get a sense in my spirit. Peace, or speak this word of truth, whatever the case may be. This is what God wants of us, that we're disciples, that we listen to him. And if you don't hear anything, don't say anything. And when I say hear, I'm not talking about an audible voice. You know that. But there is a peace that comes on us when we're in touch with his spirit. There's a peace and a wisdom that comes and a courage that comes to speak the truth. May God give it all to us. And it says here at the end of this gospel passage, so he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Brothers and sisters, I'm afraid that the Lord could be amazed at times with our lack of faith when we have so many opportunities to learn. Please open your heart to the gift of faith and all that God wants to teach you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.